Good morning. How are you all? Good to have you here today. Well, today I want to talk about hands. Weird, huh? Yes, you've already heard this children's sermon. You already know what's going to happen. You are one up on everybody else. So come on up here. It's one of those interactive things. So don't fall down. Come on, Sam. You know what to do. So down on your knees. Hands in the middle. What? No, I want to see your hands. You're fine. Right in the middle. Put it down. Oh, you probably can't, can you? You're broken. What do you notice about these hands?
We have 10 fingers altogether.
Everybody has 10 fingers. Fab, do we all? Yeah, okay. We all have 10 fingers. Parts of mine are missing, but that's okay. What else do you notice about our hands? Are they all exactly the same?
No.
What do you notice?
Your hands are old.
Why, yes, they are old. Thank you very much. But I look at it this way, better old than dead, which is the alternative.
So
your hands are over a little different part of the thing. What else do you notice that's different about our hands? Are we all exactly the same color?
No.
Not really. I notice you apparently are not fully committed to nail polish. Because there's just a little bit of one color and then a little bit of another color, so you couldn't make up your mind. Okay. What's the matter? What happened to your hand? You sprained your thumb. Were you hitchhiking?
No. Were you hoverboarding?
Were you hoverboarding?
Yeah, were you
Did it catch on fire?
No.
Okay. What happened?
No, I fell.
You fell, okay.
Okay.
And I noticed that your hands are like piano player hands, right? See, I got short, stubby fingers. You got long fingers. You have pretty long fingers, too, okay? All right. Well, everyone's a little different. Well, I want to tell you about somebody named Martin Luther King, Jr. A long time ago, he was kind of interested in hands, too. What he noticed, what all of us should notice, is that we don't all have to be the same, right? We have all kinds of different hands. They're made for doing different things. My hands, you notice, have all these sores and places that are nicked off of my hands and pieces missing because I do a lot of stuff with my hands. Well, it's encounters with a lot of different saws and stuff over the years. And your hands are kind of young and ready to start. But old Martin Luther King, what he noticed was one really important thing. All of these hands belong to God. Every hand here. He was so interested in the fact that your hands, you know, white hands and mixed race hands and black hands and brown hands, old hands and new hands, girl hands and boy hands, all those kinds of hands all still belong to God. That's the first thing that we should notice, is that maybe all of our hands belong to God. And I think it's a really important thing to remember, because too often we notice how we're different, but forget to notice that we belong to God. So that when we meet someone new who might not look like us, or when we see hands that look a little different than us, I once saw a guy who did pottery who had no hands at all.
Oh.
And he could do pottery. It was amazing. It was really cool. Yeah, yeah. He just did it with his arms. So all of us belong to God. And so when you see hands, maybe that's something we can remember, that all of these hands belong to God. Let's pray. Put your hands in the middle. You ready? Gracious God, we give you thanks for old hands and new hands, for white hands and black hands and hurt hands, for all hands that belong to God. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.